successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
What's the matter with you?
There are two types of families on Thanksgiving Day. The ones who start drinking at 8 a.m. and the ones who run a 5K. And if you ran that turkey trot, chances are 100% that you posted your pics on Instagram and made the rest of us feel like total.
I don't want to hear you again.
Okay, this is the World of Boating, Thanksgiving edition. We're talking about things we're most thankful for as boaters. It's just what you do at this time of year. It's good.
That was
good
to be reminding. I want that.
Yeah. Well, you should.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's very festive, very timely.
I can think of one person that would start at 8 a.m. and his first name starts with a J.
Huh. Okay. Well, I bet a lot of people can relate to that. But yeah. Regardless, we're about what, halfway through our list of 10 from Discover Boating?
We're more than halfway. We're on number 7.
All right. What do we got? What else?
Okay. Greener boating. Boats are becoming more environmentally friendly than ever. Many builders today use vacuum infusion, which is a cleaner boat building process and delivers lighter but stronger hulls using less fiberglass and epoxy. We've talked about that in the past. That's a great way of making a much stronger, lighter hull.
Right.
And when your hull is lighter, that means you have less mass pushing through the water, and that means you're saving on fuel.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we saw last year, not this year, last year, we saw a carbon fiber boat.
We did.
Complete. Now, it wasn't big, and it was beautiful because it had like a clear gel coat, so you could see the carbon fiber.
Right.
And that boat was very light. They were telling us how light it was, and almost scary light, because you think if you have too much motor on it, things just going to take off.
Right. Fly away. Well, turn into an airplane.
And if you think about propulsion systems too, I drive a hybrid vehicle, a truck, and they're doing that with propulsion systems now in boats, which I think is awesome. That technology is really, I much prefer that over 100% electric. I just,
well, Joe over at Boatworks, remember he did that trip in, what was that?
Norway.
Yeah. On an all electric boat, and it's still, you plug it in.
Blown away.
Yeah.
He was shocked. Was amazed at how better well it worked. But they had the infrastructure set up over there. Much better than we do here in the USA at the moment. But, that'll evolve over time. And, you still got range issues and the infrastructure to get your, electric boat charged. I mean, that's the way it's going. But the hybrid, at the bare minimum, I think is a great bridge that we're going to have to cross over, at least for the next few years, on the way to that as the technology evolves. And it'll be better for everybody. I mean, I remember the one thing I talked to him about that, Barry, was, as I was like, was it a lot quieter? Because that's what I love about the electric stuff. I mean, there's nothing like when you're sailing on a boat and all you hear is the wind and the sails. Mm-hmm. That is just magical. And that's the only thing I kind of, rubs me the wrong way on the power boating stuff. But the electric stuff might bridge that. Now, he said it was still kind of noisy, though, because you still got to operate some engines and things. So it did quiet it down quite a bit. But, the quieter they get, the better. And then there's going to be the old school guys that are thinking like, well, I want a boat that has those outboard motors that are going,
you saw those boats too. They had boats with six outboards on them.
Right.
That costs,
And that's fine too, but I love the relaxation, boozy aspect of boating. Just kicking back on the transom. It's quiet. Just hear the breeze. You're soaking in the sun. You got
your
a cocktail in one hand,
driving the boat,
cigar in the other, and Captain Robot is at the helm, but you're still taking all the credit.
Mr. iRobot.
Yeah.
Weather worries. Now, this really only applies to people that live in Florida, but something happens at the end of November. Do you know what it is on the last day?
The last day of November? What do you mean? What hurricane season is announced?
The end of hurricane season.
That they constantly get wrong every year?
No, it never. When was the last time you had a November hurricane?
Oh, okay. You're just saying season ends. I thought
season ends. Yeah. Thanksgiving means hurricane season, thankfully, has passed.
Yay!
For Floridians, that's us.
Yay!
Much safer conditions when boating to the out islands.
Yeah, they were seriously wrong this year, by the way, just for the record. Well, this was one of the worst predicted seasons for hurricanes ever from.
And I'll bet my insurance still goes up next year.
Of course. That won't stop that. Are you kidding me? But yeah.
Right.
But I'm fine with that when they're wrong. And they're predicting
well, they're
more.
Right and wrong because
no, they're wrong. They were wrong. They
no,
were definitely
I mean,
wrong.
I'm not talking about with the hurricanes. I'm talking about with the weather. The weather can be really nice here in Florida, but when the cold fronts come down and they bring that wind, it really chops up the seas,
right?
The bays. I mean, we had the first cold front that came down, that big one a couple weeks ago or a week ago. Mm-hmm. They said the Gulf Stream was at 17 foot.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
So that's not ideal for that.
That's
that doesn't
the time
happen in the summer.
Yeah, you go out on your 3-hour tour and you end up on a deserted island, that kind of thing.
Right.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay, number what nine, else? Cheap therapy. Now, this one's for Greg.
Huh.
Relaxing aboard with the feel of the sun on your skin, having uninterrupted time to read, taking time to teach your dog how to sup with you. What's sup?
Excuse me?
S-U-P. Teaching your dog how to sup, S-U-P, with you.
That is,
I have
no idea.
That's one of those.
No idea.
That's a new word. That's the latest lingo.
Oh, okay.
What is surface? I don't remember.
I don't know. Okay, we'll look.
I've heard
later.
It before. Yeah, I stay up with the latest. I'm hip to the youth and their jive. Usually,
I am 60s rock and roll here. meditating while waiting for the fish to bite. Are all the reasons we boat. Boating gives
meditating?
Us a chance to read.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Well, I might as well do that as opposed
you're
to pay a therapist.
Fishing, yeah. You have a line out and you're sitting there waiting for something to happen.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's
most people
meditating.
Are meditating with a beer in their hand or something.
Well that
can
I think
happen
that,
too.
That only helps, I think, you know, to get into the zone. I mean, that's the thing. You get out on your boat and you get in this zen-like state. Yeah, you know, like I said, I'll have a cigar in one hand, a drink in another, just listening to the wind and the sails on a sailboat. I mean, that is the most relaxed moment I've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean,
you hear the water lapping on the hull and you just hear the wind.
It's amazing.
Ben, I've seen you when you dive like that. I mentioned that to you a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
We were diving and Greg was above us and he was just watching us and he looked so happy.
Yeah, it's the only way I'm able to tolerate all the psychos that surround me.
I know. Yeah,
it's tough to dive with a cigar in your mouth, though, isn't it?
Well,
he's
you know,
about one. You know.
Yeah, it's
okay. Number 10.
Uh-huh.
Thanksgiving aboard. If you're lucky enough to be aboard this holiday season, well, then you're lucky enough to plan a feast aboard because everything tastes better on the water.
Yeah.
However, if your climate means your boat is already laid up for the winter, then consider whisking the family to the islands for an eclectic holiday dinner aboard a charter boat in the Caribbean.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So
a lot of people
that.
Think that you got to celebrate Christmas, you know, at home and you think of snow covered mountains and, you know, cool weather and sweater weather. You know, I'll tell you what, I thought that when I was growing up until I moved to Florida and I came down here and started celebrating Christmas, you know, in Florida or the Keys or the Caribbean, it will change your life. I mean, it is a whole nother vibe.
Well, remember, our friends in the Southern Hemisphere are experiencing summer now. So I have friends in Australia. Their Christmas has no snow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have friends?
I do.
Okay.
But, you know, it's
in Australia?
In Australia, of all places. Yeah.
They moved as far away from them as they possibly could.
They could. It'll take how long to visit? No, I'm not going there.
Okay.
So
well, they knew that.
On Easter Island.
Yeah.
That's right.
But yeah, you
know where that is.
spending Thanksgiving out on your boat would be an awesome way to celebrate the season. And I think that's a perfect way to wrap up today's special edition of The World of Boating. Would you agree, crew?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll do just that. Till next time, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Come back here, you barnacle bit. cotton swab.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.